It's the Regional Rock Hour brought to you by Crave Tattoo on 92.1 The Eagle. Mason here being joined on the line by Mike Schoen of 22 Salute. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. How you doing?
Not bad. You know, our weather is okay, but I'm pretty sure you guys are doing all right there in Southern California.
Huh? Yeah, actually, today's cloudy and chilly. I was about to say cold, but I can't use the word cold to you guys, but no, it's chilly and it's cloudy. So,
I think the last time we talked, you had just released your latest song before the one that we're going to hear here in a little bit. Nobody. I've been digging it. I've been playing it a lot, man.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. And you got a video out for it as well. That's on, YouTube. It's there for easy viewing. All your social media, you can check it out as well. But you've got a new one. You've got a new one that we're going to play here in just a little bit. What's that one called?
Our new single, it's a song called The Lucky Ones, and it's pretty heavy. I like it. And we recorded it not too long ago, about a month. No one's heard it but us and our studio guy. So this will be the first time anyone ever gets a chance to hear it. So we're excited.
That is awesome, and I want to say thank you for letting us be the ones to give it the worldwide debut as well. That is super
world premiere. I don't know if the whole world's listening, but hey.
Hey, that's what the internet's for. Of course the whole world is listening.
Exactly. I'm just kidding. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can get a lot of Southern California listeners, I'll tell you that.
That's cool. You guys are close to Hollywood. You pretty much made your home at Whiskey A Go-Go, very famous location. But you played the Viper Room last month?
We played the Viper Room almost 2 weeks ago, and it was our first time there. And it just was a great show, man. We had a lot of people come out, actually. I think through the whole night, the Viper Room is small compared to, of course, the name Viper Room. It's a lot smaller than the Whiskey A Go-Go, which we also play at. And they're both on the Sunset Boulevard right there in Hollywood. And the Viper Room is pretty small, but I think I talked to the promoter, and we had about, I think she said, 265 people throughout the evening come in. So, and for the most part, a lot of those people were right there watching, so it was pretty awesome.
And it's just such an iconic location, too. And so much stuff has happened in the Viper Room before. That's very cool you guys were able to play there.
Yeah. Oh, man. You can look up all kinds of history and all the groups that have played there. It used to be a long time ago. It used to have probably different names, but in the early 90s, I believe Johnny Depp bought it, and he named it the Viper Room, as far as I think. I'm pretty sure he did buy it, but I think he was the one that called it the Viper Room, and it hasn't, changed names since. But there was a lot of history to it, and it was pretty cool playing there, and we'll definitely probably be back there, and some other venues in Hollywood will be, hitting up and stuff. But we're super excited about the way everything's been going, and the new places we're getting to play at. So,
is there any more shows you have coming up soon in California before you make the trek our way, which we'll talk about in a bit?
Yes, we have a lot of shows that they're on the fence right now. Nothing set in stone aside from the Iowa show. I was just looking. We have quite a few on the fence that just haven't come through yet, so we haven't announced them. But it's going to be a lot of local shows here in our area, which we're a little bit west of Hollywood, and it's so a lot of local shows on the fence right now. So,
all right. Well, you did announce you put it out on Facebook that you're coming back to Iowa in July. Now let's talk about that show. Where are you playing? What's the date on that?
We're playing at the Eagles Landing. It's the place that, most people in Fort Dodge, a lot of people know where that's at. I don't have the address off the top of my head, but
I'll draw them a map if I have to. Don't worry.
It's the place we really started at with 22 Salute. That's kind of our first real show was there. And we just, that was kind of like, hey, when we weren't playing in other towns, we're like, hey, let's play a local show. And we almost did it once a month, or once every 2 months we'd play there and at the Eagles Landing, and it just became our home venue, and we'd always have a good crowd there, and it'll be over 5 years since we played there. So that's kind of a long time coming. So I think it's going to be a very, very important night and a pretty crazy night, to be honest with you. So
even though you guys got your start in Manson, it's kind of like a homecoming show for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really any places in Manson. I mean, as far as for our genre, we have our little Beatles tribute band that we do when we come back every summer, and we're going to be doing a show there in Manson at Shoreside, but the 22 Salute stuff is a little more hard rock metal. There's nowhere in Manson, so of course Fort Dodge is kind of the local, you know, the home venue for us.
So. And that one is July 19th. It's a Friday night, and you guys will be coming into the studio before that, right, for the Regional Rock Hour?
Yeah, we'll be coming in live with our drummer and Mark, and he's never been to Iowa, so we get to show him around, you know. Show him the big city of Fort Dodge, and we get to he's excited. He's never been there, and we'll be coming in and answering whatever questions you got for us, and we're pretty stoked. We have one or two there's very likely one or two California bands are going to be making the trip to open. I haven't really announced much of that, but that's going to be happening. And then we're also going to get some other local bands in Iowa to play. So
hell yeah, you'll just have to keep us updated on that when they're set in stone. And I'm sure, you know, since we're still a few months out, we'll get the flyers and stuff here. I know.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. We'll have an online flyer. And I was gonna say real quick, I had to make this shout out. I told our drummer Jay, I'll give him a little shout out here. Raul Padilla is his name, but everyone calls him Jay, just the letter J, and I just want to give him a shout out. He's listening right now, so.
And that is cool that he's making the trip up. I was kind of wondering about that, whether you'd just get you know, you were here for quite a while, so you built a good, you know, you've got quite a few musician friends still around here, so I didn't know if you would, you know, your Beatles drummer doing the 22 Salute or
our tribute band. Yeah, Justin Kramer, he's the drummer for that group. You know, we want to be authentic. If we do a 22 Salute show, we didn't want to use some other drummer. We wanted to use our guy, so we get to do that finally. That's why it's been so long, you know, 5 years. That's too long, so we feel kind of bad. So it's been, you know, anticipated for a little while, and I think it's going to be a pretty big night.
And I'm sure we will be able to hear the Lucky Ones when you come around, that we'll hear.
Yes, absolutely.
And any plans on a video for that? Have you got anything mapped out in your mind and ready to shoot?
Yeah, we've been, you know, brainstorming ideas for the music video. I believe we're going to start filming when we return back from Iowa. We'll start filming that music video, and that will come out. Hopefully it comes out late summer. That's the goal. So,
are you going to use the same cinematographer that you used for some of the previous ones?
Yeah. His name's Ron Underwood. He's actually the singer of a band called Nine Electric. They're actually pretty happening here in Hollywood and in Los Angeles. They've been on tour recently, but his job is basically making music videos and doing his band and singing for the band Nine Electric. So he'll be doing this again. I don't think we're gonna switch him anytime soon, because he's been, you know, it's nothing's broken, so you know, why fix it? So.
Oh man, yeah, you guys, your videos are they've got their own feel to them for sure, and it's very cool. Like the one that's outside, like the last one was like the house party, right? The Nobody.
Yeah. And that was such a fun night.
And so was it pretty much just like everybody, all right, hey, we're filming a video for a party, so everybody let's party, or what?
It was basically like, okay, I mean, of course some things were staged for the video, but we actually, the way we got friends and fans or whatever over is we just said, hey guys, we're filming a music video, but we're also having a party at the same time. So, you know, if you don't want to be in the video, you can still come and hang out with us. And it actually was a party while we were filming. So it was kind of, my mind was just wrapped around the video the whole time. I was not stressed or anything, but I was just like constantly working on it with Ron. And a lot of the other people got to come in for a little bit at parts and then go hang out with whatever. So it was a house party at the same time, but it was a little more controlled, of course. Awesome. A really good time.
Well, looking forward to the new one and the Lucky Ones. Again, we'll hear shortly, or if you're listening to the extended version at yourfortdodge.com, make sure that you follow 22 Salute on all their social media. You've got the Facebook, right? And
yeah, you do Instagram, YouTube, well, Spotify and iTunes and Google Play, all the main ones. You can find us. Just type us in.
Very easy.
Yeah.
When you guys come through, you got any merch? You know, some of us corn dwellers. We're looking for 22 salute shirts. You gonna have any of those for us?
We absolutely are. We already thought about that. We're like, if we're coming out there, you know, there's gonna be a lot of people that want something for us to leave with them, and also just mainly shirts, buttons, stickers, picks, whatever we have at the time. I'm not sure exactly what we're gonna have at that time, but we'll definitely be leaving you guys all with something. So.
All right. Well, try to hold me back at 2X, would you?
2X, dude, you got it, man. 2X, pink, right?
Yeah, pink.
Bright. Okay, got you.
Yeah, yellow if you're out of pink, would you?
Baby yellow, got you.
I want to thank you for taking the time to call in.
Oh, absolutely, man. I appreciate you let me have a chance to speak on here. Thank you so much.
Oh, you got
and
it,
And also playing our song. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The Lucky Ones debuts here on the Regional Rock Hour, brought to you by Crave Tattoo. It's 92.1 The Eagle. Mike, again, thank you very much, and really looking forward to hanging out in person in July.
Absolutely, man. And I hope you're there. I hope you show up.
Oh, yeah, man. You're coming in on the show. I'll be at your show, that's for sure.
Yeah, man, July 19th, and we'll save you some VIP passes, you know.
Very cool. All right. Hey, I appreciate that, man. And again, thank you very much. I'll see you in July, brother.
All right, man. Thanks so much, man. And I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon, bro.